This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope it's going to be a really good day for you. How often do you feel discouraged about things that happened in the past and you thought, oh my goodness, all the mistakes that I've made. If only we could go back to those yesterdays and start all over again, we think, well, maybe we wouldn't make the same mistakes. So many people have this yearning for a new beginning. And we see that to come to the fore, particularly at the beginning of a year when some people make new promises. It was Louise Fletcher Tarkington who said, "I wish there was a wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all of our selfish griefs could be cast like a shabby old coat at the door and never be put on again." Now that's really good, isn't it? There's something nice about that statement. There's a sense of loss for some of us as we think about life and the lost days that come and go, and we wonder what we've actually achieved. While we can't know what tomorrow holds, we do know this. It will largely be what you and I and God make of the day. A long time ago, Ralph Waldo Emerson, he said, "Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year." I think that's good, isn't it? Write it on your heart, in your mind, that every day is the best day of the year. So despite the failures and mistakes of the past, we can make it happen with God's help. So what can we do to make every day the best day? Well, today and tomorrow and the day after that, I want to talk about this. Is it possible that every day can be a good day? Let me say, first of all, that life is not a dress rehearsal. So we should live one day at a time. It was Stan Getz, the outstanding jazz saxophonist who had a life-threatening bout with cancer. He was interviewed on radio several years and he was asked, "What did you learn about this illness?" And he said, "I learned that life is not a dress rehearsal." It was Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor and philosopher. He said, "To live each day as though it was one's last, never flustered, never apathetic, that's the perfection of character." Well, there's no second chance at life, is there? The only moment that any of us have got is the present time. Time can't be saved. The psalmist, I think, must have had something like that in mind, because in Psalm 118:24, he said, "This day belongs to the Lord. Let's celebrate and be glad today." Now, that's God's word, a wonderfully inspiring statement. And how different today would be if we actually believed this. Some people, of course, as I said, live their lives in the past, weighed down by mistakes. And others think, well, let's expect something better to happen tomorrow. So I think that living one day at a time means keeping yourself responsive to simple things, you know, little things. Most of us miss the big prizes in life, like the Nobel Prize or the Oscars or the Emmys. We're not going to win them, probably, but we're all eligible for life's small pleasures, you know, the things that people do, a pat on the back or a kiss or even a full moon. And what about an empty parking space? So that's a great thing, isn't it? Or a fire in winter night or a meal or a sunset. They're the sort of simple things that we should savour. So if our happiness or unhappiness is based on some major event, like, for example, a great new job or huge amounts of money or a perfect marriage or a trip to Paris, my guess is that we won't be happy much of the time. But, you know, being happy depends on things like a good breakfast, flowers in the yard, children who love you, a walk or a sleep. Well, we're more likely to live with quite a deal and quite a bit of happiness. So let's not fret about coping with life's grand awards. What I'm saying is we should enjoy the tiny delights of life, and there are plenty of them. So the motto of our life should be learn from yesterday, hope for tomorrow, but make sure you live for today. Now, I mentioned Psalm 118, verse 24, and an older version, an old translation says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it." So are you making every day count for something? Do you see that each day is a special gift from God? So how is life for you today? So tomorrow we'll take this a little bit further. Heavenly Father, thank you that today is really all we've got. Help us, Lord, to really appreciate that gift today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.